and cinnamon, and that's what's going on. In the goddamn government, it's the pumpkin lobby.
Like, you have Walmart, you have the Koch brothers, and then you have the pumpkin lobby that's the trying pumpkin. To fight their way. Yeah, that's, I agree, because as we talked about in the original fucking podcast we did, what was it, 7 years ago, six years ago?
Something like that, yeah.
We just, Colin's first rant was how he hates the pumpkinification of America. And like, that was the first 20 fucking minutes of us playing the podcast.
That was before that was even like.
Oh, he called it. Yeah, he called it. Dude. He was like, I see it coming. It's like Christmas and fucking starting in goddamn August. It's like the pumpkinification thing is coming. And it's made even more true by fucking Starbucks and the pumpkin spice latte. Because Sarah put a goddamn status up the other day that was like, I see the line.
The pumpkin spice latte is what started it.
Yeah. Probably. I think it was definitely pivotal in the beginning of it.
Don't get me wrong. I will totally go in and get a chai latte with one pump of pumpkin spice. Because that sounds delicious.
Yeah, no, and there are some... Like, the thing is that we had a conversation at work the other day about, like, frappuccinos and shit like that. No, like, I do too, but, like, people have to understand two things about a frappuccino. If you get a frappuccino that's decaf, it's not real.
It's a milkshake.
It's no. There's no such thing as them being able to make a frappuccino without... caffeine in it. It just doesn't, it's just less caffeine. It's just not, there is no decaf.
It's basically half caf.
Yeah, okay. Essentially.
I say any decaf is a lie.
Yeah,
just like non-alcoholic beer.
Yeah, like, just like O'Doul's has like 0.01%. Yeah, like it's still got alcohol. I mean, you gotta die from fucking having bloat.
Water.
Yeah.
Water intoxication as opposed to alcohol.
But like she also, one of the things that she hates about the whole fucking frappuccino thing is that like they're just, people come in and just show them her phone or like show her the phone that just has this fucking dissertation of ingredients on it, and it's just a nightmare to make it because it like it doesn't fit in the fucking cup. Like it doesn't fit in the cup. Like, so if you go in,
that's bad programming.
Well, no, because if you go in and you get it with all this extra shit, and then you get like,
oh, it's not like the Starbucks app. They're just like showing her.
They're just showing them the secret menu because, that doesn't exist.
Because BuzzFeed decided that, like, I hate this
Tumblr. Right. Tumblr is
secret menu bullshit.
Right. It's not a secret menu. It's shit that's made up that drives Starbucks employees insane. But the thing is, if you get that like with all that extra shit in it, with all the pumps of extra shit, and then you get shots, you're losing the shots because it doesn't fit in the fucking cup.
No. And guess where it goes?
In the drain. Yeah, which is why she suggests that. And this is a name redacted exclusive.
PSA. Welcome.
Yeah, for you, the listeners, if you are gonna get that bullshit and drive your barista insane, ask them for like the size you're getting, but then ask them to put it in a bigger cup, or ask them for the remainder. Like, just be like, put it in a small, like, put whatever's left over that doesn't fit in my regular fucking venti cup. Either put it into a Trenta, which is their giant one, or be like, well, let me get the excess in a smaller cup. So there, that's for you, name redacted listeners.
It's like when you go to a malt shop.
I can see that pissing off baristas too, though.
But I mean, like,
the fickle bunch, man.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, and they have this, don't say, caffeinated. They have a, like, always say yes policy, which is just, I think, the stupidest thing in corporate America.
Yeah, but they just want to be as Starbucks as possible.
Yeah.
You know, I wonder if McDonald's feels the same way about their secret menu. Like, if you roll up and order a McGangbang,
some people will do it. If you go to the late night drive-thru, sometimes do it.
And that's something that everybody does know now. That was sort of like the beginning of the secret menu, right?
Yeah, the McGangbang was the first thing I can think of that was not pretentious non-menu. Yeah. Not like,
but I guess the real beginning of the secret menu is the actual secret menu at In-N-Out.
Yeah, and then there are other places as well. Like, people don't know the Rodeo Burger exists at Burger King. People don't know that's a thing. Well, $1.10.
But that's all stuff like the Rodeo Burger's like a thing that like people just kept buying and they didn't want to advertise anymore. Yeah. So they didn't, you know.
But it's technically become secret menu.
Yeah. And not everybody knows how to make it. That's what guys
have. A legitimate secret menu.
Right? Yeah.
That's the whole menu.
Because animal style isn't listed anywhere on the menu, nor are animal style fries or anything like that. That's a legitimate secret menu.
But then everybody takes it a step further and it becomes this fucking self-fulfilling bullshit of like,
when you walk into a Jamba Juice, can I have a red gummy bear? Like, what?
What the fuck? Pink drink at Starbucks.
Oh, pink drink?
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's just like, it's one of their red drinks with coconut milk.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
I think a lot of the secret menu stuff starts out as like employee stuff. Because like at Sheetz, we were kind of like, we would like make our own food, you know?
I think
like a couple times customers saw it and they were like, dude, I want that. What's that? And we're like, well, it's not but like I can make it for you.
Yeah,
exactly. Like I know how to ring it up.
I think each specific customer service place probably has their own starting point, because some of it, like I'm sure the Starbucks shit was just fucking people on Tumblr. Like, I made this thing and I named it the pink drink.
That seems almost to me like just straight up BuzzFeed. That sounds like just like, hey, how can we get people to read an article?
Yeah,
let's just make up Starbucks drinks that don't exist. Yep.
Listicles, man.
Yeah. So after we've bitched for about fucking 5 minutes, welcome to Name Redacted.
Here's the Foothill secret menu. You go in, you get a Reuben. You sub out corned beef for turkey. Here's the kicker. You switch out the sauerkraut for our Moravian slaw. Bitch, it's so
If anybody could have seen the look on Colin's face, just a pure, like, oh, yeah. This is good.
That stuff exists everywhere.
I'm Alexander Fulmer.
I'm Chris Nielsen.
And I'm Colin Norris.
And welcome to the show. We're doing a short one today.
Where did we come in? Pumpkin Lobby?
Yeah. Pumpkin Lobby. Okay. Yeah, Pumpkin Lobby. Which I had to hit it. Like, there was no choice. Like, I was like, we'll just get in this fluidly. Pumpkin Lobby, record.
Everybody at home has no idea how much good stuff they miss.
Oh, God.
From us getting warmed up.
Might be something when we do a Patreon, we might make those things available.
I've still got all of our
recording as soon as we enter the room.
No. I've got all of our old mic checks still.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I've still
That's
got
awesome.
That.
That's
yeah.
awesome.
The file is saved as testicles, because it's mic tests, and I used to just save them as different version of the word test on the old iPad. So it was like test one,
man.
Test icicle, test ickles. and so now they're all saved as sound testicles, which is something that I want to do. Like, and then the conversation on one of our tests about turning all of our tests into an episode was actually on that.
Yeah,
Redacted
clip show.
Yeah, which is fucking brilliant at this point, 3 years into our career. First of all, happy birthday to us.
Yes, we just passed our 3-year anniversary this past week. The only reason I realized it was like
September.
It showed up on my memories thing, and it was a post from 3 years ago that said, Alex Fulmer and I are about to start up the podcast again.
Yep.
Like, nice.
Yeah, so
that's how you know, because the third one doesn't matter, right?
No,
first anniversary matters, yeah. second anniversary matters. And then it doesn't matter again until you get to 5.
Yeah,
once you hit that 5-year anniversary, though,
then it doesn't matter until
we
10.
We do something special.
Blowout
for 5.
We'll do a blowout.
Yeah,
yeah.
We'll do a thing.
Maybe we'll do Redacted Con.
We'll do Redacted, or we'll just do a fucking responsible rager.
Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking like a convention. Okay, that works.
Responsible rager is easier.
Did you guys see what Chip Zdarsky did for ZdarsCon?
No.
Okay, so he had all these guests lined up. And it was like secret location to be revealed Saturday morning.
Okay.
It was his.
Where's Fluffy?
It was his hotel room at Fan Expo.
Yes.
It was just a bunch of people sitting in like Zdarsky's bed, like in robes with coffee, just signing books.
That is so cool.
I fucking love Chip Zdarsky.
That's very Where's Fluffy.
Yes, very very Where's Fluffy. So
I
we're
want
just
that kind of star power.
No, I do too.
I want to
do that.
Fluffy the shit out.
We can Where's Fluffy live casts from all across.
Yeah,
what is
dude.
Where's Fluffy?
Have you not seen Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist?
With the
band. For everybody at home that doesn't know, it's there's a band. The whole premise of the movie is them trying to find a show that this band is playing, and
the band is
band.
Called Are You Randy? No, just that's the band that fucks over Where's Fluffy.
The band is called Where's Fluffy, and they promote a show that they're playing, which
that
is how
night.
You know that they're playing a show. Mm-hmm. No, they promote the show in advance. So you know that they're playing a show.
You just don't know where it's at.
But then it's not at the place that they're promoting.
Yeah.
It's somewhere else, and you have to like know somebody who knows somebody.
It's a scavenger hunt of trying to find the band. So today's gonna be a short one. Happy birthday to us, kind of episode. We're gonna talk about our experience at Dragon Con, which is probably not gonna be what you guys think it is.
Yeah, probably.
I had a great time.
I know you did.
I did not have a great time.
You guys missed the dragon sex panel.
That would have made it a little better.
That probably would have.
It was a panel about the mating rituals of dragons and the effects of said rituals on the empathic relationship between
dragons and their riders,
as well as the sexual intercourse between dragons and their riders.
Did they have bad dragon dildos?
No. It was so apparently there's a series called The Dragons of Pern.
Of course there is.
And but it isn't complete smut. It's somewhat
it's fanfic
serious.
But like
no, it's a book series about dragons that came out in the 60s that apparently actually set a lot of rules universally about how dragons function mechanically, and but the not the least of which is how dragons have sex, and so it was rather tongue in cheek. It was not like the actual like neck beard. Oh my god, stop doing that! Alex is just taking his pen and just jamming it into a hole in his hand. But it was cool. It was great. There was a the chick who runs the literary track.
Okay.
Was the lead moderator. They had another chick who was just like, I don't know, 300 pounds and crazy busty and over sexual, kind of like talk sex with Sue type personality. And she was just like being like real seductive, walking around with the mic and stuff. Everybody's plastered. There's a row in the back. There's a row, two rows behind us with a big sign that says Scotch Panel. And they were just handing around bottles of scotch to everybody. Like, good scotch.
That's awesome.
Like,
well, I missed out on something I would have really enjoyed.
And, but the best part, and it was also, it was hilarious. It was absolutely on par with the Night Attack, man.
I need bourbon.
But the best part about it was, since Dragon Con is a very good accessibility program, there was a guy there that was deaf, and the ASL interpreter, first of all, had elf ears. He's a bald guy with elf ears, which was cool. But he was really hamming it up.
This is the term for sex.
But so he was doing. But like when he was like talking about penises, he was like.
Oh, he was like over and stuff
like
that.
Yeah. And he had
massive dragon.
He had to ask her how to spell queef, because I care, you know, dragon queef. Like, what happens? The sperm is queef.
Oh my god!
Apparently, it looks like snow. Oh, and so they also had the.
It's the consistency of snow.
They also had
snow bombed by a dragon.
The current carrier of the canon, the son of the woman who wrote the Dragons of Pern. Was the main panelist. He didn't talk a whole lot, but he was there for like Decision Breakers and stuff. And it was crazy because it actually broke down.
He's like the Dragon Sex judge.
Guy, yeah.
I'll allow it.
Yeah, absolutely. That's all he was doing.
They don't have barbs on their penises. Come on.
Because the two girls that were running it were the ones that were actually like answering the questions based on the books, and he was the one that was answering the questions that like weren't addressed yet. And he was like, yeah, sure, whatever.
Yeah, fuck it, if you think so.
Sounds good to me. It was cool. It was hilarious. It was a great panel. I had a blast. You guys missed it. Dragon sex. They do it every year.
So,
the line for the hentai panel was too long. So,
Well, that makes sense. So
see, that's what I wanted. I want dirty.
No, I know. Weird. And I was so.
I wanted the dark side of dragon.
I was so sad that you left, because when we were looking at the panels and all of the events,
I was like, "Where's the gross stuff?"
When we were looking at all the panels and all the events and stuff, like all of the stuff that you had been talking about wanting to go to, was all Sunday night stuff.
Oh, cunt.
Which is funny because we were standing outside smoking a cigarette, watching those two people tie each other up. Yeah. In the hotel lobby, which was weird as fuck.
No kink shaming here.
Colin walking down the street with
me. But it is odd. It seems out of place.
Well, sure. Colin was walking down the street with me, and I don't know if Chris was there with us, but Colin turned to me.
No, I didn't even know that happened.
Colin turned to me and goes, hey, man, where are all the fucking dirty, nasty costumes? We come around the corner, and there's this girl dressed as Cammy with her fucking ass just sticking right out for a photo. And I was like, Colin, your prayers are answered. Odin Allfather has taken her. You are on track for your perfect Dragon Con experience.
Then we were in the Marriott lobby after the hat debacle.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God, the hat debacle was maybe my favorite
Should
part.
Should we just, like, go from the beginning? Like, we're just jumping around.
Start from the top, yeah.
Well, especially because you guys had a hell of a time getting down there.
So, we'll preface this by saying...
God did not want us at Dragon Con.
Odin was like, nah, bruh. Sorry, Odin's the chosen god of today. Next week, it'll probably be Ra.
I like Ra.
Yeah, Ra's good.
When do we get Anubis?
Horus is actually all right. Anubis is fine, but he's more death than he is... all-encompassing, so we'll get to that when we're doing a panel about, I don't know, something gross. The original plan was that Colin and Sarah and I were going to go down Friday to basically hang out the day before we were going to start doing the con. Chris and Taylor were going to come out same day, but later. And we were supposed to, and Colin, Sarah, and I were supposed to take Sarah's car. Sarah's car got fucked up by some dude, and that made it so Sarah couldn't go, and because she had to worry about taking care of her car and getting it paid to get fixed, and then we couldn't take her car. So that's one person and one vehicle down. We then are thinking we are going to take Colin's car, and 2 days before the con, Colin's like, battery's not working and I don't have the ability to go replace it right now. So that's two cars and one person down. My buddy, who I've known for forever, was supposed to let me stay at his townhouse with Colin.
World
of Warcraft buddy. I've talked about him a lot. And a pipe burst in his house 4 days before the con.
Couldn't stay there.
Contact my cousin, same day. She's like, hey, you can stay with me. I was like, all right, cool. So we'll just couch surf and bring an air mattress. It'll be fine. I send her a message right before midnight Friday. It's Thursday night at like 11:40. It was Thursday. And we were supposed to leave Friday morning at 7. And or 8. And then I sent her a message at 11:40 on my way home. And I was like, hey, can't wait to see you tomorrow. What? We're coming down for Dragon Con. Oh, shit, I thought you meant next weekend. I'm heading to Ohio right now. Are you fucking kidding? So that's two vehicles, one person, and two places to stay that we've lost in the course of 2 weeks. Yeah. After this, I panic, and I'm like, first hotel that I can find, cheap as fuck. So I do. I book it.
In Atlanta.
Should have thought about that decision.
Cheapest hotel in Atlanta that I can find. In
downtown Atlanta. Because I make smart choices when I'm in a panic. Do not count on me to hit the game-winning buzzer shot. Not going to happen.
See, I should have been there.
So we...
that's the only thing I can do.
So we drive down. We take my roommate's car. On the way down there, we have to get the oil changed. We almost get run off the road twice. We get hit
by peaches.
A peach truck just starts flanging peaches at us outside of Gaffney. flanging peaches at us outside of Gaffney.
Welcome to Gaffney.
Past the big peach tower?
We were about 10 miles past.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Yeah. And then after that, we get stuck in what is essentially 40 fucking miles of road work.
And Dragon Con traffic.
Yeah.
UGA traffic.
Yeah, because it was the same weekend that the UGA UNC game was.
Another sports ball thing happening.
I think the Braves had a game too.
Yeah.
And there was another convention too.
But we get rerouted through this town.
Missed all of that. Yeah. Thank God.
We get rerouted through this town called Brazelton. So we just drove through it for 20 minutes, just screaming Brazelton at people.
Like you do. I do like that every time I get lost. Yeah. I always do that.
Yeah. I'm like, are we in Brazelton?
Ask me about Whack-A-Mosh sometime.
Yeah. We get back on the highway in the same fucking traffic that we tried to avoid. And then we get down there and we roll into the hotel parking lot, which Colin looks up and goes, oh, good, a murder palace. It is just fucking broken windows and laundry hanging out. People clearly live in here.
I love it.
Fucking dealing hopscotch, which big ups to the kids.
Parking lot. The parking lot has a wrought iron fence around it.
The parking lot has a
security guard.
Day security who has to take our name and our fucking license
numbers and the license plate number.
This is just in case I can't identify the body.
Yeah. And there's a fucking homeless guy who just like bumps into our car. And then there's a fucking like cracked out white dude who like leans his head out of the fucking door of his hotel room and looks at us and he's like, oh good, potential lunch.
This dude looked like Try Hard Yellow Wolf.
Yeah.
This is like you guys are like living the second act of Finding Nemo, right?
Yeah, now. Dude, it's a fucking nightmare. And then like I go into the lobby and I was like, look, I'm canceling my fucking reservation. And they were like, you did it online, you got to cancel online. I was like, all right, cool. Turns out that the reservation was for the next weekend anyway, so it would have fucked us. So we have to download this app called Hotel Tonight.
Fortuitous.
Yeah. We downloaded an app called Hotel Tonight. Can't recommend it enough. It's fantastic.
I can't recommend the hotel we ended up at enough either. Called the Artmore Hotel.
Yeah, it was an old tenement building that had gotten renovated into an old, I think it was Westin. No.
Best Western
that then got bought out by a private owner 7 years prior to now and got turned into a private hotel.
Beautiful. Great.
And it's funny because, well, that's the thing is that like it was that nice nostalgic rustic look where there was a little bit of paint peeling off the walls, but you didn't fucking care.
But it wasn't like you didn't feel unsafe.
Yeah, it was boutique. Nice boutique. It was
like the northern end of Myrtle Beach.
We get settled and we're like, man, we didn't fucking drink. So we go downstairs. Make friends with the bartender.
She gives me two free shots of fucking high-end bourbon.
Oh, hell yeah.
She was like, we haven't opened the bottle yet. You want to taste it? I was like, yeah, I'll taste it. She pours me, Callan and both her and her bartending buddy full fucking shots.
Great.
And one of the bartender girls. God bless
the liquor laws in Georgia, by the way. Yeah.
And then, like, the girl, the other girl, like, she can't take the bourbon, so she gives it to me. And I'm sitting there just with these two free shots of bourbon.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
And so it's drinking, just turning
drinking,
around a little bit.
Drinking a Sweetwater brown ale.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm like, okay, I feel pretty good now.
Yeah.
Then we get to Friday. And then we get to Saturday.
No, I mean, we went.
You guys had terrible wings.
Yeah.
The wings were kind of. Which I discovered that pub we went to, there's one in Charlotte, too.
Right. I'm not a fan. I was not.
The crisps were good. We just should have ordered two more baskets.
The crisps, yeah. We should have just eaten fucking chips all night. But anyway, Saturday.
Like cheese crisps.
Actually, also Friday night. I just want to mention this because it's yet again something I love about Colin at conventions. Colin gets home. Inebriated.
Slightly.
Just slightly.
I sat down.
More than slightly.
Home. What does it say about us that you just call a hotel room a home?
Yeah. So, like, he gets back. He comes upstairs. And, like, drunk enough to the point where he looks at the pillows on the bed, throws them off the bed like he's mad at them, kicks his shoes off, and crawls into the bed fully clothed.
Yep.
Fully clothed. And slowly, as, like, we're winding down, he's, like, slowly taking some of his articles of clothes off.
Right.
And then halfway through the night, 4 o'clock in the morning, all of a sudden, I hear, whoop, and then all of the fucking comforter is ripped off of me. And I'm just, like, we're sharing a bed. And I look over, and he just has, like, not even using the blanket, has just thrown it to where I can't get to it.
Yeah.
And he's just like I'm to the point where I'm so tired that, like, every couple seconds I'm getting close to falling asleep. And then I just keep hearing every 30 seconds, and then him flipping over. So it's just the bed shaking and Colin going, and it's just, and I'm like, for 20 minutes, and I'm like, I've known Colin long enough. I can just punch him in the face, right? Like, I can just hit him and it'll be fine. He'll be like, no, that was deserved.
Yeah.
But, then we get up at bumfuck 30 in the morning.
I'm feeling fine.
I feel all right. Yeah. I'm a little tired, but...
It's good. Getting ready. It's Saturday, first day of the con for us.
So we go and...
By the way, you guys got up, in my opinion, entirely too late in retrospect.
We got up too late?
I don't know, man.
Well, because... Okay, so let me jump in here with my experience for a little bit.
All right.
Okay? So me and Tots get down. We got kind of a late start. She got out of work a little bit later. She's... Not having a great time, but we get through the car ride and
just want to turn around and go
home.
The best
part about that is the fact that, like, we're, like, on the way down and I'm, like, so amped about going to Dragon Con. I'm like, I'm going to Dragon Con. I've wanted to go to this con since I was in high school, like, before I was even really wanting to, like, go to cons because I have friends that did it. They're talking about how cool it is. Like, Night Attack's going to be there. Like, you know, hopefully I get to meet these guys. It's going to be awesome. And so then she's just like, we're like an hour out from Atlanta. And she's like, oh, I think I'm just going to, like, go to bed when we get there. I'm like, what? We're in Atlanta. Like, this is where you're from. Like, I want to go get hammered with some nerds. These guys have been at con all day. I was like, I want to see Alex and Colin. I'm sure they're doing something crazy. And and so I find out you guys aren't doing anything crazy. And we get there and it seems like, okay, well, maybe Friday night's not the night to do that after all. We get out of the car, and I'm like, hey, you know what, babe? I think going to bed sounds good. And the second we hit the bed, she's like, I can't go to sleep. And she just pulls out her DS and just shines a bright light in my face the entire time I'm trying to fall asleep, and we have to wake up in 5 hours, which is fine. We got to sleep when we got awake. And but so we woke up around 7 o'clock. Tickets go on sale at 8. And we rolled up to the ticket place about 7:30, I think. And... I would have gotten my tickets within an hour, which is not bad. So it would have been like, I waited in line for 30 minutes before the doors opened up. 30 minutes later, I was in the front of the line filling out the paperwork. If you ever go to Dragon Con, take cash. It shortens the line for you.
Well, if you ever go to Dragon Con,
just buy your tickets in advance. Yeah, absolutely. Although, if you are planning on doing the Sunday, Monday, you can't get those passes pre-registered, but you can in fact get them at the door. So I ended up saving $20, which was cool because I paid $110 when I expected to have to pay for Friday too, and I didn't. But so I get there and she goes to, like, run my card, and my card gets declined, and I'm like, awesome, I'm 5 hours away from home, my credit card got declined. She looks at it, she's like, have you activated this yet? Because it's, like, got the sticker on. I was like, oh no, I'm an idiot, like, I thought I used the card but I just had a bunch of cash and I didn't. Let me go activate. So she gives me a ticket to get back in line. So I get out, activate the card, come back, and go, do it again. Gets declined again. Like, Are you kidding me? So it turns out that it was just because I was out of town, and I think the key mistake I made was not using the card on the way down.
Yep.
Because with as much traveling as we do for the podcast and I do with the band, and just for like fun in general,
I always call my bank.
I don't have it. This is the first time I've had a problem with it in like 2 years. And we travel a lot.
I run into a problem because I go to a very small, private, local credit union.
Right.
So
yeah,
which is good.
But so I think part of it is I have to use my card on the way so they can see me going somewhere.
I just use a credit card.
And the chick also said that Dragon Con's like a pop up store, which also said throws up flags, which makes sense. So anyway, we got done with that and ended up going to see the parade. And the whole time I'm texting you guys to see why you aren't awake yet, because the line is starting to wrap around the building.
We were up by 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. You just don't respond to my text messages. I see how it is.
We were getting ready.
First of all, Chris, you know I don't talk to you because I fucking hate you. You know this. We've talked about this several fucking times.
Especially at cons.
No. Because when you're there, you just distract me from doing my job. So shut the fuck up.
Matter of fact, I was doing business before you guys even got tickets.
That's probably true.
That's true.
That's totally true.
So, like, we got up at 8, and from the very beginning of this, I told everyone involved I was not going to go see the fucking parade. And we got down there.
He did, to be fair.
And we got down there, and,
parade!
And everybody was like, are you going to the parade? And I was like, no, because it's a fucking parade. Do you know what's going to happen? A bunch of morons are going to walk down the fucking street, and that's it.
Did you see the beginning of the parade?
No, because I didn't watch the parade, because it's a goddamn parade.
Okay, the best moment of the whole parade, though, was the beginning of the parade, before the parade started.
The best part of the parade was when it was over.
No.
And I could walk a little bit more freely.
Well, and there's also nothing else going on during the parade, really. But before the parade started, everybody's like sitting there waiting. The parade's like an hour behind or something ridiculous.
Parade.
And some dude dressed as Forrest Gump jumps the parade fence and just runs the parade path.
Yeah.
Which was amazing. That was great. I'm glad I got to see that.
But anyway, so we get up. We get ready. We're about a 10-minute Marta ride away from the stop. We get... did we get food? No, we didn't get food.
We didn't get food that day, because remember by the time we got food...
Oh, we were hungry as fuck.
We just destroyed whatever it was. Like,
I don't remember what we had, but I remember...
We had the burritos.
Lily's.
Yeah.
Lily's.
And Colin and I are sitting there completely silent, just...
And anybody who... regular listeners of this podcast knows... I talk a lot when I eat. Like, I typically do not finish my food.
Colin's a very slow eater.
I went to the bathroom, came back, and everybody was done with their food.
We were that hungry. I just kept my mouth shut and ate.
Powered through, man. Just powered through. And so, like, we got up, we went to go get tickets, blah, blah, blah. Gonna kind of skip the fact that it was a huge fucking bureaucratic nightmare.
The ticket line, man, that is...
We met a cool chick in it.
Yeah, that was fun.
She was nice.
One of the things I'll say too that I learned that I wish somebody would have told us is like, we didn't really know what to expect. Like coming out of Dragon Con, it was a very different experience. Like if and when I go back, I'm definitely going to go into it with different expectations and different mindset.
Yeah.
But the biggest thing of it is like the first day that you're at Dragon Con for the first time,
you're not going to get anything done.
You're going to spend the whole day just trying to figure out
where you are,
what the hell's happening.
Yeah. Which might be the benefit of going Thursday.
Yeah, or Friday. Yeah. But I will say, Alex, by the way, stuff does stay in the same place every year.
They switched buildings this past year, though. They were like, some of this shit's not in the same place anymore.
No. The only thing that moved was Artist Alley got moved to the vendor room.
Okay, well,
the vendor building. Which
by the way,
stupid,
the but. Artist Alley was the saddest goddamn thing I've ever seen in my life. And our friends were there.
Yeah.
And I was like, how much does this suck being here? And they were like,
Yeah. But I did.
I'm not going to drop names now.
Yeah. I had heard that, but yeah.
It's not there, to be completely honest.
It's not about that.
It's not about that.
No, it's about spending lots of money, doing lots of partying, getting dressed up, getting drunk, and fucking, like, listening.
Dragon sex panels.
Yeah.
It's about partying and
it's an adult. It's an adult convention.
You can have fun doing it as a family, because they have like, earlier morning
stuff. Yeah.
So, like, 8 if you did the con from, like, 8 a.m. to, like, 7 p.m. or 8 p.m., you could have a great family thing. But the way that I would do the con in the future would be from, like, 5 p.m. to, like, 5 a.m.
Yeah. So, we, like, there was some cool shit that we got to see, which was really nice.
Some of the best cosplay I've ever seen.
It was basically a 24-hour
which was nonsense. Cool.
Like officially sponsored stuff.
Yeah.
Around the clock.
Like 4 o'clock in the morning panels and stuff like that, which was cool. But one of the things is I don't get like I don't get nervous in crowds. I don't get anxiety in crowds, but
I had
when there's 80,000 people in a downtown metropolitan area, your general proclivities don't fucking matter. They yes. don't matter anymore. It doesn't matter how put together and composed yeah. you are. The one bad thing happens and you lose your fucking mind.
I need to put into perspective exactly how many people 80,000 people is real quick.
Gavin, it was fucking nonsense.
Gavin said today that there are 130,000 people on the Rocket League servers. So there, if one in two people who play Rocket League were all at the same place at the same time, it would be Dragon God.
Yeah, I mean, I did a bit about this on Monday when I got back. I did some stand-up, and I was like, just imagine being around 80,000 of your closest autistic friends.
Yeah, that's what it is.
And, I mean, yeah. I loved everybody there. Most of the people were really nice. I mean, yeah, you had the one in few that were like...
just total dick bags.
Yeah, yeah.
But generally, they were unhelpful.
Yeah.
Poor social skills. Yeah.
Which is the other thing, the other mistake I think I made going in is that I didn't embrace my inner neckbeard enough from the time I got there. Because I was too worn out. If I had gone into Dragon Con saying... hey, I want to hang out with those friends that I sat in the cafeteria with before school in junior high, and I'm gonna do that for a whole weekend.
Yeah.
And like, hey, we're gonna sit down and play Magic. Oh, we're gonna talk about weird books that nobody else knows besides us. I would have had a much better time because so many of the cons we've gone to are not that.
Yeah.
That I was not expecting
We're gonna have to do a second postmortem to talk about all the other crazy shit that went on. But
I feel bad that I had. Let's see.
We can also speed it up and just kind of hit the highlights.
I just feel bad for not running into my... like, I have several
friends that were there,
that I just never had a chance to see.
One weird thing, just real quick. Did anyone else get really weirded out by the fact that when Colin said he was from Winston-Salem, North Carolina on the fucking Night Attack panel, the room went fucking crazy? I actually looked around and looked at some of those people, and I know them. I knew them personally, and I was like...
the dude holding the microphone was like, oh, yeah, I'm from Mount Airy.
Yeah.
The fuck?
Yeah, like, so...
good to
like,
see you, Mayberry. Like, yeah.
So, just to kind of run through some of the highlight stuff,
overall, I'd give my experience a solid B-. Just to be completely honest.
Personally, for me, with everything that went on and everything that I ended up getting...
you're going to give it a strong C?
Maybe a C-, honestly.
B-, A-.
My view of it was probably a little different than yours, because I also gotten zero business done, because there was no way to do business.
Right.
Which ruined my fucking plan, because my whole reason for doing that, it was destroyed.
Yes, and that's very much what you signed up for, and you weren't...
we needed
and I didn't know.
You weren't ready to the party stuff. You weren't geared up to do that.
I did not fucking know.
Now we know, to do business, you got to go to the parties.
Yeah.
And you got to know where the parties are, and you really have to plan accordingly.
And that's the thing, is like the stuff you're doing during the day is just meeting people to find out what you're doing.
Yeah.
And sometimes you get plastic in your calamari.
And
you just got to deal with it.
That was insane.
Sometimes you walk
around. We have never gotten food at a con and not had weird fucked up shit happen. And like to the point where, like, I almost feel like a shithead. Like, I feel like those guys, like, oh, well, you know, every time we're out of town, we fucking get in a argue with the manager at a restaurant.
Nope.
And then it was like, you had like the bottom quarter of like a plastic silverware, like fucking like little plastic baggie.
No, it was the thickness and consistency of an actual freezer bag.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. But anyway, Saturday, when we were going around doing all this shit, having fun, we got to basically, the majority of our day was being very confused. I'll just go ahead and say that.
I felt like a newborn child.
It definitely took me until, honestly, I didn't crack the code on it until
the Night Attack panel for me.
That's when I started to. I didn't really crack the code on it until me and Colin and Taylor were just roaming around Atlanta aimlessly looking for the rave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we
and getting nowhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
But goddamn if I didn't figure out how Dragon Con's set up because...
Well, we ended up missing one of the panels we really wanted to see, but that was okay.
Which one?
The four-hour thing with Doc.
Oh, yeah, the Gonzo Palooza.
The Gonzaroo, yeah.
I was like, why is it 4 hours?
Yeah, so, but we got to see the art exhibit.
Party panels, man.
We got to see the art exhibit, which was cool. Got to see Nen, and I was glad to see her. It was nice to know that she was there making some money. It was, we ended up watching,
I think I would have done more film festival stuff in retrospect if I'd known.
Well, we did one small...
Because we did so much walking around, waiting, talking shit that we could have just popped into like a film festival.
Just watch
like,
movies.
Pissed off some time, saw something cool, and then got
cool a little bit. Thank God it wasn't 120 degrees.
It was actually a nice weekend.
Super nice. It was nicer there than it was what we came back to in North Carolina.
If it had been what I expected it to be in terms of weather, that shit would have gotten a D. A hard D.
No, I don't blame you.
Like,
I would have sold my three. Like, we would have gone for Saturday. I would have sold my pass.
And would have gone and come home.
We would have come home.
Yeah. But also, a lot of shitty parents at Dragon Con.
A lot of shitty parents.
Kids beating each other up in the fucking in the ticket lines and in lines for panels. Not only that.
It's kind of like going to Carowinds, but without, like...
without rides to distract these
idiots. And without any, like, personnel.
Yeah.
Like, nobody works for Dragon Con when you're, like, walking between hotels on the streets.
The cops.
Toddler.
You don't care if you're smacking a kid in the face
when there's
80,000 people trying to walk in front of cars.
A child who is less than 2 years old. His dad, like, we didn't even see this happen, but the kid was just sitting there crying in the middle of a sidewalk in fucking downtown Atlanta with no adult near him. No adult. And, like, me and this random other chick go over and start consoling the kid, because, like, I'm always going to do that. Every one of my friends knows. If there's a kid that needs help, Alex is going to make sure that kid finds his parents or what the fuck ever. But, like... we're sitting there trying to help this kid, and then, like, the dad from fucking 200 feet away walks back over and goes, he was throwing a tantrum. I was like, he's a fucking toddler! So he was being a child?
Yeah.
Because he's a child? Yeah. So anyway, but like Saturday, we also went and we got to play some of the cool Japanese video games, which is rad.
QB
was awesome. I actually did surprisingly well.
Oh, you guys didn't get to play
Pokken
Tournament.
No, didn't get to play Pokken Tournament.
I did. It's awesome.
We got to see this really cool game.
You guys didn't get to play the table flip game either.
Nope.
That game's also really cool. It's a game where you just like you're disenfranchised with your job and you just like smack you to get everybody's attention and then you flip a table. That's all it is. It's the whole game. Slam it on a table and flip it.
I've heard there's a couple different stages. One of them's a wedding.
Yeah. Yeah. It was awesome. Yeah. It was cool. I got to say, I feel so bad for you guys. I wish you guys had another day there because I think you would have enjoyed it even more.
I wasn't going to be able to.
Once I got my bearings down and was really able to like zero in on stuff, like I found a lot of really cool stuff.
I was really glad that we got to meet Charlie. Charlie was fucking awesome.
Charlie was
I love
dope.
That guy. He is my brother in
Just
Zen.
Just added me on Facebook.
He is definitely like a kindred spirit of chill.
Yeah, Charlie's a good dude.
I enjoyed it.
We needed
it.
Him as a fixer.
Like, yeah, no shit.
Time. Yeah.
The Night Attack thing was amazing. It was probably the highlight of the whole thing for me. I got radio blasted by Chris. That was fun.
I got brodied real quick.
He
got
so we went to go see Night Attack live show at Dragon Con. They do a panel. Awesome. And they play Don't Get Brodied, which for anybody who doesn't listen to Night Attack, is a game where it's competitive storytelling. And so you get up and you tell a story until they get bored and then they cut you off. And whoever gets the farthest wins.
People like Chris.
And remember I asked, will you win? And you were like, nothing.
Yeah, nothing. You win nothing. You win the praise and adoration of the room. And so I won, which was awesome.
And you're the record holder.
No, he was the record holder for that day. The record itself, he had 100 or he had 1 minute and 50 seconds. The record is somewhere around 2:35.
Yeah, okay. I was saying that if I had not made the mistake that I had made,
if he had not fucking name dropped us on Reddit,
I think I could have got the record. Because,
and then Brian was like, "Yeah, you mentioned the circle jerk that is saying you were on the front page Reddit." So
it went
stop.
From 60 to zero so fast. I don't know. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, everybody else was fine with it, but Brian.
I got brodied when I was all thumbs up.
Yeah, no, it was funny because you said I'm gonna take a sidetrack here because I'm full thumbs up.
Yeah, no, I did. Like, yeah. And I thought the self-aware would get. I don't know. I was going for the record, dude. I really was at that point because I had more.
No, you were there.
Than
you were
I've totally ever seen there. It's heard or seen anybody have doing.
Well,
that.
You know, Spastic Henry Rollins.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
And Will Wheaton
and Colin Cowell.
Yeah.
Apparently, I was the unsung hero of that show.
Yeah.
Because. They kept calling me out, Chris and Colin, during their fucking stories, saying, Alex Fulmer, stand up. So I'm sitting in the back during an audio fucking podcast, smiling and waving. No, but they weren't turning that fucking camera around at me. Yeah, but
no, they had the camera on me when I was talking.
So I might be in the background of that, which would be fucking hilarious. But
I was playing to the camera. Yeah.
So Chris actually is sitting there saying, like, talking about me, and every time he mentions me, points at me, and I wave like a fucking moron. And then he gets Brody'd, sits down, Colin gets up, and I sit down, and Colin goes, I'm Colin Norris from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. And then everyone loses their shit over Winston-Salem, apparently. And then Colin's like, Alex, stand back up, and everyone loses their fucking mind. Everyone loses their mind. But Colin's a little too drunk to, like, stay focused on the story.
And I was a little flustered. I mean, I was a little buzzed.
It's also nerve-wracking. Because you get up there and you're like, man, these are people who are judging me.
I chose a poor story.
Because it was too fresh.
I really should have told the story that I thought about afterwards, which I'm not going to repeat on the air.
Hey, we'll have more chances.
But hey,
we'll have more chances.
Yeah, so
I will go to another Night Attack panel.
Yeah.
I am a full-fledged member of the Diamond Club now.
Yeah.
I fucking love those dudes.
But anyway, I sit back down. Colin sits down after he gets Brody'd after 15 seconds. and then the next person that gets up is a chick that's been a longtime fan that they know by face.
They knew her, like, from Chat Realm. And
they were like, Caitlin, we swear to God, if you know that guy in the back, this is gonna be the best goddamn episode ever. And she was like, no, I don't know him. And I was like, bitch, you should have lied.
You
should have been like, okay guys, so I'm gonna start out with Alex, stand back up. And that would have been the most beautiful fucking moment in the history of fucking Night Attack. Anyway,
PowerPoint Roulette was
fantastic. Turquoise Jeep, they were dope. My favorite thing about the whole thing,
I still haven't told Rob that we got to do see Turquoise Jeep. They didn't perform.
The funniest thing though for me the whole time was Captain Morgan.
Captain Morgan was
that was amazing.
You're a bottle of alcohol.
Yeah,
it was great. I was so nervous taking you guys to that panel too, because it was kind of
strong soul.
It's the thing is it's also like the first time you take your friends to like see a heavy band.
Or they don't
listen to that kind of music.
Or it's when you take your friends to a restaurant you say is amazing. I will say this, and honestly, I'm more than willing on my part to finish talking about the con completely after this. Fucking Fitz. That kid.
Yeah, Fitz.
We met a guy in Night Attack that was the nicest, coolest, most like down-to-earth and just dope dude.
Yeah.
And he is going to be on the show, and he's going to do some cool stuff for us, which I'm not going to talk about yet, but like it's down the pipe.
Oh, and Cracker Beer.
Cracker Beer, yeah.
Cracker Beer. Church Wafer Beer.
And I want everybody that can, I'm going to try to find a link to it so we can put it in the show notes. Fitz is writing articles on his own without any formal training at it. He has learned from people like Justin from Night Attack, from Jury, Justin Robert Young, and he's been branching out trying to do kind of journalism stuff,
which is
commendable
in the spirit of what we do.
Yeah.
Because we didn't go to school for broadcasting.
Yeah. So I just want to say that Fitz, it was fucking awesome meeting you.
Love you, Fitz.
Thank you so much for being accommodating to us, and good on you for your first giant con going by your fucking self.
No doubt, with no one to go with.
That's awesome.
And just.
If
fucking
I had gone to DragonCon by myself, I'd have been that dude.
Just eating the shit sandwich that is the 80,000 people.
Yeah.
And just being okay with it. So, big ups to you, dude.
I would have been blackout drunk lost somewhere on PG.
Yeah. I think we might do a second post-mortem because I feel like
buying pot from next to the police station.
I
need to check back with Emily and find out, like, because I didn't see her on Sunday.
Yeah, so we need to do a second post-mortem because we have more shit. So
it feels like it was a month ago.
No, and it also every day feels like a month. Every day there felt like at least a week to me.
Yeah.
Like,
because normally you get a Heroes Con and it's like the whole weekend feels like a week or two.
Yeah,
but Jack the Dude, every day felt
like a week or 2 weeks. Yeah. Like I didn't by the end of the first day, I actually when I got up out of that diner chair, my left knee and my right ankle almost buckled on me.
Yeah.
Like, and that is no shit.
I had to start having my foot again when I came back.
Like, it was real fucking serious. But real quick round of picks, and then we'll call it a day, and we'll give you guys a second postmortem soon. I've got a pick that I've actually been wanting to do for a while. One of my classes for school had me do a reading of a certain thing, and it was I actually found a vocal reading of it by Alec Baldwin. It is a story called The Domes, and it is very great satire and hilarity, as well as like being serious at the same time, and getting his reading of it as well as just the regular story itself is fantastic. I made Colin listen to it. He thought it was pretty good.
Yeah.
So if you guys can find The Domes, read by Alec Baldwin.
It's on YouTube.
It's on YouTube. It is really funny and fantastic, and Alec Baldwin's reading of it does so much justice to the story. So if you guys can go, and I'll try to remember the author's name. I can't believe I blanked on it because I knew it earlier today. But go out and find it if you can. That's my pick today.
Cool. I'm just gonna make my pick Night Attack because I don't think I ever picked it. I talked about it so much and it's awesome.
I second that pick.
If you like our podcast, man, I mean these guys do it better, to be honest.
Yeah,
it's super similar to ours.
You guys are gonna
really dig it. A lot of what we do, at least for me, is based on what they do. You can find them at diamondclub.tv or just search Night Attack Podcast. And
they've got two streams on the podcast app. You can either subscribe to the video stream, the audio stream, or both.
Yes.
Live recording. They do live
Tuesdays. Yes. And check out the Dragon Con episode for sure and hear us inject a little bit of name redacted magic into their podcast
too. Absolutely. I don't really have a pick this week.
That's really, okay, man.
I haven't really. I've still been recovering.
No judgment here. Me too. Yo, I got.
What about that cool game that we played with the little slider discs?
Oh, Crokinole.
Crokinole.
No, yeah, why not?
That's not really enough to be a pick, though.
Come on.
Yeah, just pick it.
Just do it.
Crokinole's pretty cool. It's this weird mixture of like shuffleboard and darts, and it's interesting.
Just look it up that's the easiest way
like
to go about it.
Marbles and darts.
Yeah.
A little bit of and shuffleboard.
A little bit. Yeah.
I recommend it. Also,
yeah,
I'm going to pick the new beer that's at Foothills.
Okay. Yes.
That's a plug.
It's not a plug because I'm not being paid. Full disclosure, I work for Foothills. Full disclosure. Got that out of the way, but I like it. It's a bourbon barrel-aged blackberry imperial stout. It's like 10.5%.
Yeah.
It's called Dead and Buried. You can only get it at the pub and at the tasting room. No growler fills, no bottles. 12-ounce glasses. Just really, you're good with one. Because I drank one the other night and had a beer right after. And I was like, fuck, it's time to go home.
Yeah.
But did I go home?
Wow.
No, I didn't go home.
Wow. Yeah.
I made mistakes.
No, I went to a wedding reception. Congratulations to Chatty and Catlin. I know you're not going to listen to this, but it's okay. Congratulations. We're proud of you. You got married. That's the end for me.
Yeah. Also, the last thing I have to say is the confunk
is real.
The concrud is real, dude.
It's real.
Oh, dude, that's where I'm getting like that's why my voice has been so fucked up is because I felt like
you
this for the past 3 days.
Don't even know. I threw up all night on Monday, and I am just now having firm stools.
Yeah.
Well, on that note.
I have no comment.
From Name Redacted Podcast, I'm Colin Norris.
I'm Chris Nielsen.
I'm Alexander Fulmer.
Go out and touch some butt, guys. Love you.